Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod. How are you today?
I'm good. Tommy, how are you?
I'm doing all right. And so today, you're going to be talking about another invasive grass species or set of species that's going on?
That's right. You know, last time we talked about broomsedge bluestem and how it was coming into our cool season and warm season grasses. Well, now I want to talk about another invasive species that is encroaching into our native grass, and that would be the Old World bluestems. Old World bluestems are a group of grasses. They were introduced as improved pastures, believe it or not, back in the 1920s and 30s, and they came from Europe, parts of Asia, and even Africa. And the two that we're most concerned with in eastern Kansas is yellow bluestem and Caucasian bluestem. Now, although these Old World bluestems are called bluestems, they really are not closely related at all to our big bluestem, little bluestems that we have that are native grasses. Old World bluestems are survivors of centuries of overgrazing. They're drought tolerant, they're very aggressive, they're prolific seed producers, and the main thing is they're unpalatable to livestock compared to our native grass species that we have in our pastures now. And so invasion occurs when any time that our native grasses are stressed. And so that whether that's overgrazing, whether that's drought, whether that's from a wildfire, that opens the door for the Old World bluestems to come in. And once they're established, the Old World bluestems produce an allopathy that prevents other plants, other grasses, from growing in a close proximity. And so, of course, that allows them to keep spreading and spreading. Currently, you know, we see Old World bluestems typically in road ditches, maybe at interchanges on the interstates or those types of roads, but we're starting to see it now invade into our native grass pastures. And then there are some areas that are acres and that they just overcome the native grasses. And if we leave it uncontrolled, the Old World bluestems do have the potential then to take over the pasture. And that's really not what we want to do. We want to manage for our good native grasses. There's past research that's taken place that shows that glyphosate and arsenal are choices for control. Our native grasses have some tolerance to arsenal, okay? We all know that if we spray Roundup or glyphosate on something, it kills everything that's green. So if that's the case, we have to start all the way over. With arsenal, perhaps maybe we can kill out the Old World bluestems and have helped the native grasses recover. And what we're trying to do in Osage County, we're working with the Conservation District, and we're putting out a set of plots, and we're going to look at timing and application rates of arsenal and Roundup. And we're going to do this. We're going to apply this every 2 weeks or so, and hopefully we'll start in mid-June, and then we'll do it every 2 weeks through probably the 1st of August. We're going to look at which ones maybe allow the native grasses that are there to come back. We're also going to look at which ones help control the Old World bluestems the best. And so, you know, that's an ongoing project. And so we're just going to have to stay tuned. And so until next time, and like I say, this is going to take years, probably 2 or 3 years. But until next time, stay safe.
Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Rebecca McFarland.